Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode 280. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're Middle Asian Creeped Out. What's going on?
We are having a great night.
Are we?
We just started. Man, how do you know?
Because.
I mean, why do you say that?
We have a special guest.
We do, but.
We do.
We won't say it yet. Oh, or do you want to say it? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, so I'm going to do it with like Austin Powers or Dr.
Who does number two work for?
No, not that one. No. My mini-me, William. He is exactly like me, only 1/8 my size, right?
Are you hungry? 95% like his mom.
He does, doesn't he? I know.
Ella looks just like you.
Would you like a hot pocket? How about an Eggo?
I always think William and Harrison look just like your mom. Ella is a dead ringer for you.
Yeah.
And Claire is both of you.
I can see.
That's how I.
That's normally right.
What people say.
Jenna's genes are strong with
strong
this
with the force. Yeah,
strong with
exactly.
This one.
He walks like my father though, and that's what.
Really?
Yeah.
Jenna cool. just turned 45 on Monday. We went out to dinner, Brew Burger, and he left the table to go to the bathroom. Well, we both did, and I got back that's first. Neat. And Harrison goes, Dad, William looks so much like Granddad. He's got that. I call it battle ready posture.
Well, they said walk like Granddad, and I was like, I normally do anyways.
That's right.
You didn't have to try.
I didn't have to try.
I just walked normally, and they were like, you do that too good. I was like, just my normal walk. Yeah.
No, that's neat. That's a neat thing to have. Mm-hmm. Traits like a parent or grandparent.
It makes me smile. Mm-hmm. It really does.
Yeah.
So we do. We have Will I Am. William Harrison. I almost said William Harrison. William Lehman. So. Yeah, 280 though.
We've had Harrison.
We're getting close to 300. We're on the way.
We are.
That's 300 fulls, not just 300 episodes.
William is helping us get to a stair step. 280 is a big one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting there.
He's listened to all our episodes too. I'm going to put him on the spot.
Look at him. William's
wait just a minute.
15. I don't know if I
You've listened to that many? My son and daughter haven't listened to 15 combined.
So. Out of the four kids, he's gotten his friends to listen to it the most.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a true story.
I mentioned it in there. They seem pretty fascinated. So
nice. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. You're using too big of words.
what it is that he wants zeros. He wants a lot of zeros. So.
I told him this is
our marketing.
This is an audition, and I go. You don't
He's
have
got
to
the job.
He's already. Yeah. You got out of
Sean,
the car.
You're out of here.
You're like William. You can take your dad's spot. You're hired.
William's got it. He doesn't even have to audition.
Absolutely. Especially after this, it's going to be a lot of fun.
It will. I was looking forward to this, so. I must need. But yeah, everybody doing all right though?
Yeah.
Wednesday, middle of the week, hump day. Good.
Yep. I'm off the rest
of the
week.
Busy but good.
Nice.
Are you really? That's awesome.
Yeah, you lucky.
Well, I'm going to Ohio.
That's right. What are you doing in Ohio again? You've told us.
It's the Everwild Festival. Okay. It's a music festival with like 311.
Oh, that's right.
Dirty Heads, Little Strangers.
Rachel's brother coming too then? Because he lives 311.
Yep.
So
Chris he's going to meet us there, and he's coming with one of his neighbor buddies. A lot of people camp there for the festival. We're going to have a hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What part of
our
Ohio?
Own show. Just east of Columbus.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we want our own personal shower and AC. Comfortable
you don't camp, you glamp, right? In that way.
Well, yeah. If I took the camper,
that'd be me. I mean, if I don't have a shower and refrigerator,
they have showers there, but they're like, outdoor.
They're those ones you got to shower. You got to pump. And,
not me. No, I'm too city boy.
Should be fun.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
A lot of art vendors and food vendors and music. So,
you think it's going to have one of those wet burritos like we had at Greenwood Happy Hunts?
I'll look for one.
Oh, man. Nate will be on.
You missed that, William. It was amazing.
Yeah.
That was good.
I ate two.
It was burrito as big as your head. He loves to eat.
I inherited that from you.
Yeah, that's true.
How old are you, William?
14.
14, yeah. So
Allegedly.
That's right. Because Elijah's 15. He'll be 16 in December. That's right. So
he's got freshman, what is it? Orientation tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you? Mm-hmm. Nice. That is wild, though. Freshman orientation. Mm-hmm. Your last, your baby. No, you're not. Elle's a baby.
That's yeah. Right. Seventh how, grade.
We're, seventh grade. Okay. I was going to say, how she far goes away to
orientation,
is she?
Seventh grade orientation tomorrow. So
yeah. Yeah. Elijah had his driver's lesson today. Mm-hmm. The guy, what was funny is I was waiting there. I get there early just so I can, you know, make sure I can park. And I was waiting, and all of a sudden, about 10 till 10, 10 was the pickup time. He pulls in the SUV, the Honda CRV or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was, and they, there's another 5 minutes. I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, well, he must be maybe going over some things with Elijah. Well, I look up, and here they come. Elijah and his instructor are walking to my car, and I had both windows down. He goes, yeah, that's my dad. And he's like, oh, okay. I was like, uh-oh, why is he coming around? Like, you know, and he goes, hey, I just want to let you know, he is doing great. Like this, for especially for a first lesson, he goes, I can tell he's gotten a lot of driving in. I said, yeah. I said, he's driven, you know, got his hours in for nighttime and daytime. And he goes, well, I can tell. He goes, one reason is because I took him farther out than I would if I can tell that a kid hasn't had much, you know, mm-hmm. or they're not that great. And he said, but there's just a couple things that to go over practice. I'm like, cool. So it was, he's like, he does great though. He goes, what was funny. He goes, I wasn't scared for my life. I go, that's good. But he was really cool. But I was like, this is really weird. Cause he's only 6 or 5 months away from getting his license. So mm-hmm. that's weird. Mm-hmm. It's just the whole thing is like, our baby is going to be driving too.
Harrison mm-hmm. did, when he did driver's ed, he did it through Ben Davis, and he liked the instructor so much because he said they basically sat there and talked sports the whole time, and then they did driving inadvertently. And the guy goes, Harrison, you're doing so well, but he's like, I want to fail you so that we can keep getting together, keep talking sports and drive around together. But it was funny.
Elijah likes this guy, and I said, he seems really nice. He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, well, he was actually my classroom teacher mm-hmm. too when they did the classroom part. So Elijah does like him. He seemed like a good dude. So it was nice to hear him say my son drives mm-hmm. him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't scared. So
yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah. But anyway, you know what time it is?
Okay.
William, you excited? You know what time it is?
You know what's coming, right?
The dad joke of the show, and I have not looked at it ahead of time.
Oh, so it's a blind draw.
This is a blind draw. Here we go. Nate, you ready? I haven't heard much out of you.
I was born ready.
I know you are.
He's prepping.
You have a t-shirt that says that, right? What's the difference between a dad joke and a bad joke?
Is there a difference?
The direction of the first letter.
Oh, yeah.
That is the difference between a dad joke and a bad joke. And that is the dad joke of the show. And you're welcome, as always.
We don't charge for the jokes. Did you know that, William?
You should.
We shouldn't.
Oh, man. That's rough. Anyway, that is the dad joke. So moving on. Yeah, I didn't look ahead of time. I was like, never know. But so far, I haven't had a repeat. So it'll be a while till I have a repeat dad joke. Probably. I mean, there's plenty out there.
Well, so. I imagine your stack is all individual jokes.
There's a bunch there.
It's a fat stack of jokes. Yeah, you know where those came from?
Out. Where?
Carol.
My mom yeah. bought them, and she bought them at a Goodwill store. And she goes, hey, I got you something. I went, what could you possibly buy me from Goodwill? Nothing against Goodwill. I'm just saying. And because she doesn't really know my size. Yeah. Like, you know, and she goes, I got you a box of dad jokes. I go, oh my gosh, they have dad jokes at Goodwill. So all right, moving on. Sean, do you have first announcements?
I do. We come here every week for the guy time, the paranormal, the creepy, and the fun. Of course, we're going to get to the fun, but the most important thing that we do is continue to build a mental health community. So we want you to call or text 988 or text home to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing. Mm-hmm. So go get you some help.
Absolutely.
You thought I was going to mess it up, didn't you, Nate?
No.
You
did okay.
Every once in a while.
Every once in a while, he does. No, you did good. Good job. No, we love our creepies. We want them to get help. Reach out to the group. Get professional help. Whatever you need, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Make a post if you're comfortable with it. Or you can even do it as anonymous if you just need a kind word or encouragement or a prayer, whatever. Whatever you need, whatever level you're at, you know, just make sure you reach out.
I don't want to get into too many of the specifics, but you guys probably heard, and I know William knows about it too, but there was a girl that was from the Edinburgh area.
I heard about that.
Ella doesn't know her personally, but has played against her in softball, so that's how she knows of her, and she's 13, and she committed suicide.
Oh,
Gosh, I can't imagine. Yeah, and it's been on Facebook. But those are the kind of thing. Like, it can happen at any age, and mental health is a big deal all the time. And heart, you know, our thoughts and prayers, of course, go out. And I know that's
heartbreaking.
That's I can't even put that, into
that
words.
Is heartbreaking.
It is, and we've had talks with actually all of our kids, but Ella too, you know, and Ella is like, it is. It's really affecting.
Don't hold it in. Do not hold it in.
With the technology age that we're in now, bullying is so easy with you know, text messaging and
you just
videos and audio and
access is easy to
memes and
she's the perfect example. Just,
it's not like us where we're
face to face. Yeah, and it's pretty much over and then like
lunch money stolen.
Right, she's the good old days, Nate.
Student and athlete and beautiful girl and you would think on the surface like, oh my gosh, she's got the world by the tail, and she obviously did
not. There should not be a world where a 13-year-old feels like they have to check out. That's awful. That's awful.
Right.
So I didn't hear that. I didn't know anything about it. Mm-hmm. So shoot. Well, we definitely don't want anybody to feel like they can't reach out or, you know, that they're by themselves. Or that's
on
for
an
sure.
Island
that's horrible. Yeah. So please do what you need to do.
Or help somebody that you know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
988 and all those, our good friend Kevin Sapiel, you know, from Where the Weird Ones Are. He said that on his show. He says he tells about the 988, but he also says it's also good for if you need to help somebody, they give you the tools. Mm-hmm. So it's not just about you getting help. It's about maybe you helping somebody. So.
Yeah. I think that's an important thing because we didn't know that for the longest time.
Yeah.
Nate is the one that
said that. I was like, okay.
Yep.
Very cool. Yeah. So we love you. So get help and be healthy. So I'm going to do this one more time, special announcements. And then after this, I'm not going to do it anymore.
Okay.
But I think it's important to do at least a second time. I don't know. Maybe somebody out there, you know, might do this. On Saturday, September 12th, here in Indianapolis, Indiana, at Military Park, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention is having a walk with us to raise money for suicide prevention. Their check-in is at 12:30. The honor bead ceremony is at 1:30. The opening ceremony is at 2:30. And then the actual walk begins at 3 o'clock. And you can contact Tammy Lundy at 317-426-1750, or you can email her at indieoutofthedarkness@gmail.com if you have any questions or need more information. I think that's really cool. I've been seeing that posted a lot on Facebook. I haven't seen it like on Instagram or anything, but and I've noticed some names that actually follow this foundation. So I'm like, oh, very cool. So
nice. I think it's
like
wonderful.
Mutual friends. Yeah. Truly. Yeah. So, if you're, you know, to raise money and awareness for, you know, suicide prevention, that's, I will not be able to do it. I wish I could, but I will not be able to. But yeah, so maybe somebody out there might want to participate. So that's the information. Mm-hmm. I might even post it on our Facebook group a couple of times before, since it's only the end of July. So
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, guess what?
What?
We're to the point where we talk about our episode. What do we have, Sean?
Well, with our special guest, William, we have his idea, and I love this.
Great idea, by the way.
We're all going to love it. Top 15 horror movie characters, and you don't have to go into any show notes for this, right?
Unless you want to look up the characters.
Well, that's true.
But I didn't want to change it, so I figured you couldn't improvise. Yeah. William, I think this is a great, great idea. We have not done it. We haven't done anything close to it. I mean, we've talked about the characters, but not like what we're going to do tonight. So very good.
Yeah.
Very top choice pick.
When I told him, I said, you know, we've been discussing different ideas and things. And he's like, I wanted to go through all your episodes and not duplicate anything. And then, so this was totally out of the box thinking.
It's pretty unique.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. When I told Elijah, when did I say? It wasn't today. It was Sunday. We had dinner Sunday, and I told him what we were doing. And he didn't know what I was talking about. And he's like, oh, no, I know that. He goes, yeah,
blind
ranking. Yeah, he goes, I've not seen it for like what you guys talk about, he said, but I've seen it for like sports athletes.
Yeah, it's mainly.
Yeah. So he goes, that'll be fun. I said, yeah. So
he said this will
be. It was William's idea.
What makes sense is that this is kind of like Gen X versus Gen Z idea, because we're going to start fights with this. We're going to all be arguing and fighting. And it's really, I looked at top 5, top 10s, top 100s, top 20s. It's really hard to rank some of these, and you're going to have outliers, and you're going to have like, wait a minute, I don't agree with that. So I think this is really cool.
Yeah.
Well, how do you want to start, William, since it's your idea? How does this go? Like,
well, do you just want me to like throw out a name and then you guys rank it on a number 115.
I think so, because you have your own, you have your top 15.
Yeah, and then I have
horror villains.
Yeah.
And then we're going to try to rank them what we think they should go.
Yeah, and then we're going to compare them at the end.
Right, and but you're putting them out there blindly.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know I had to write stuff down.
You have to, Nate, you have to write stuff.
I'm going to keep, so I can keep track. I can't.
Yeah, I just got mine over here too, so.
All right, who do you got?
All right, our first villain is Candyman.
Now, let me ask this before we actually start.
Okay.
Or before we go any further.
Yeah.
Okay, so you throw out Candyman. Are we supposed to now say, oh, like go around the room and go, I say, I think he's 10th. Or do we, or do you want us to write it down? And then, like,
you guys could all,
are we writing all the characters down, like 1 through 15, and then going over the list? Or are we?
No, you guys, like, do all our talk own individual together, and then you guys agree on a ranking is out that, of the 15.
That's what I was going to say.
Okay. Oh, we're doing it together? Like,
yeah. That's going to be even harder.
So oh.
Or we can do it separately.
There's
going to
be disagreement. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I like the group.
You, do
you
it
like the group?
Yeah.
You think that's going to work? Okay. I don't know. Okay, that's fine.
Well, we already know we're number one.
See, that's what's right.
I will fight you for it too.
Dracula.
Like I will fight. I will.
Dracula.
I will slash your tires. And it doesn't. Sure. Yeah. And it doesn't. It's not. Yeah.
All right.
Candyman, right. Huh?
So Candyman, yeah, we're doing this.
He'd be like 8 or 9-ish.
Man, because we don't are know you, who else.
Are we going to say it out?
I'm so running
do,
through.
Do we want to do this, the three of us, and put our own list together and agree on it? Or do we want to do separately? And then that's hard.
I think we ought to do it separately.
You want to just, okay. Let's do it.
Yeah, I just think. I think
that's fine.
Just so it's more kind of like, yeah, like to see everybody's opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, because some of us like certain characters more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
So then, yeah.
So I asked him, I'm like,
it's going to rank different.
I asked him like old Hollywood and I'm like, oh man, like the old, you know, Universal monsters and all that stuff. Candyman. You know, like, man. So have you seen Candyman?
No.
And did you know that that's one that like scares the bejesus out of Nate?
It does. I didn't know. Did I know that?
Mm-hmm. We've talked about that a couple times.
Yeah. Well, heck,
I don't know. Shoot.
The twitching is
probably on. Not necessarily now, but at that time, it came out at the perfect time.
Oh, that's right.
Perfect
you,
age.
Yeah, because you were real.
And it was just yeah, like, yeah. It freaked
me
out.
Creepy,
like,
though.
I'd run creepy. Out of the bathroom and flip the light off as I'm running that out the door. And
now, see, like, I saw it when I was like 20 or 21, yeah. So I didn't. Yeah.
But so I was like 12 or whatever.
Well, it was kind of like, because we did
all right,
Bloody gonna, Mary and all that yeah, kind of stuff. It went yeah. along with that whole idea.
This is really going to be
had an impression on me.
Okay.
I know.
Because we don't know who else, so if I put Candyman as whatever, then maybe, yeah.
Okay. See, the cool thing is that everybody listening can do their own, too.
Yeah.
They can be like, right. I don't agree right. with William, or yeah, William's got it, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Age discrimination is going to be
I got mine. I know. I've got him ranked, so.
All right, I got him all ranked.
Right. Next, right. Wolfman.
Ooh, Wolfman. Ooh. So we're going old school, oh. second off the.
Wolfman. Wolfman.
Wolfman Jack, is this the DJ? Uh-oh.
So I'm trying to go, okay, I'm going through my head here with all the possible characters he's coming up with.
And Wolfman was your dad's favorite.
Yes, he was. So. It's William, when my dad was a kid, the Wolfman and the Mummy scared him.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah. So.
We have him too, don't we?
Your dad got me.
I got a Wolfman.
And on, so, makes me think of my dad.
Yeah.
Okay, Wolfman. Man, he's coming out strong right off the bat.
He is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen Wolfman? No,
there's a lot of different.
There are a lot of
Wolf. I haven't seen it in a while, but
Jack Nicholson, the Wolf movie.
Yeah. And that's another side note. My dad did not like going to the movies. He did when he was a kid, but as an adult, like growing up, it was just my mom and I. And the only two movies that I know that he went to the theater with us was E.T. He hated it. And then he went with my mom. They saw Wolfman with Jack Nicholson, and he liked it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. I have not seen that movie, but I've seen the original. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me think of my dad. All right, Wolfman. Okay, Candyman, okay. Wolfman. I got it. I'm ready.
All right, next is Michael Myers.
Oh. Michael Myers.
Now, this is where I'm
never heard of him.
I know I'm going to get in trouble on this one. All right.
Feeling the Boogeyman.
Feeling 15.
You can't kill the Boogeyman. Nate, I would say turn your mic off, but you have control.
You got him on 16, baby.
Next, I've already got Michael.
He just put
Mr.
him.
Myers.
He put him in his first three.
Top five. I mean,
Michael
one
Myers,
through five.
Michael Myers.
All right, man, he is not pulling any punches.
All right, next is Jigsaw.
Jigsaw.
Jigsaw, huh?
Okay, so I have not seen any of the movies, but I know plenty about Jigsaw, and I know a lot of the movies because I've heard the movies talk about on podcasts. So I can honestly rate him.
Have you seen any of the Saw, William?
Yeah, I think I've seen
the original Saw. I've seen, and it scared. I was like, my gosh! But there's like what, 6, 7 of them or something like that. I think it's 7. Is there ten now? Yeah, oh my gosh! Whatever. I think I watched the first couple.
Jigsaw's like, almost in retirement. He's getting pent.
He's an old man.
Geriatric Saw.
And I know he's, so I can also, exactly. He's seen Michael Myers with Halloween, because I make all the kids watch Halloween.
Oh, it's
like tradition. On Halloween. That's what we
that's what I do. Have to. That's what I do every time.
Yeah.
You might have to invite me.
He likes horror movies, and it doesn't scare him. Like, he like that.
Do you like gory movies? Like, yeah, I don't mind like slasher?
He's not seen, have you seen the Terrifier stuff?
No.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
I don't know if I would like that too much.
It's kids and stuff too.
Really awesome. Yeah, that's enough.
It's really dark.
He likes that. We were talking about the Obsession.
There's no
movie.
Story. I mean, there's no the guessing.
Brett and Carl recently did the Obsession movie review, which was excellent, by the way. Go listen to that. But it is, that's one of his favorite right now.
Okay.
Is that, that's a great movie.
Well, I would watch it, but it costs. So I'm not paying $10 to watch it. So.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So we've got Candyman, Jigsaw, Wolfman, and Michael Myers, if you're keeping up at home. All right.
Yep.
What do we got?
Pinhead.
Pinhead.
Ooh, Pinhead.
That's a strong one, too. Good character. I've seen the first two. I have not seen any past that.
The problem is see, we don't know what's coming next. And so you put him in there and you're like, dang it.
And I actually like so you can't some change. Of the other Cenobites.
Well,
I like
you can
the,
change it.
Can we change him after this?
Yep.
You're what's the one. Oh, we can change it.
Yeah. Then,
yeah, if that's, you need to move him, you can slot him.
Oh, man, that
Pinhead, he says.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad I know that then, because I'm like, no, I put this. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I got it.
All right. Next is Pennywise.
Pennywise.
These are good ones.
So two of these I have tattoos of. So does that tell you anything?
They're going to the five. The goats. See, I think we should call the top five goat the goats.
All right. I've got mine for Pennywise.
Yeah.
All right.
Pennywise the dancing clown.
All right. Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
I just did that was my.
I've got a. I've got another. Master. As we rank these, I've got another quick funny story. When I was a toddler, so of course I don't remember this. I can remember back to 3 years old, but like I don't remember. I think my mom and dad said I was about 2. My mom and dad took my oldest brothers and my sister and myself. All of us went to a haunted house here, and I think it was the Children's Museum. And I was so little, my dad carried me through the haunted. So of course, I didn't know idea what's going on. My dad went up to what he thought was a statue of Frankenstein. He said this thing didn't move, and he went right up to it. And as he was ready to touch it, it grabbed him. It was a guy.
They're
he
really
said
good actors.
Did not move didn't twitch, didn't blink, nothing. And scared the crud out of my dad as a 38-year-old, whatever. Yeah. But I go, well, good thing you didn't drop me.
Yeah. They're really good actors.
Okay. I've got it. Frankenstein.
All right. Ghostface.
Ghostface. Hmm. Not seen one of those movies, but I do know about Ghostface. My kids have seen all the movies. They like them.
They've created a lot of those movies, too.
Oh gosh, there's a lot of those. Scream, yeah. Okay, I've got it.
All right, everybody got it.
Yeah.
All right, next is Freddy Krueger.
Frederick Krueger.
Frederico. I feel like I'm already changing all these. I'm already making changes.
Man, it's really because, again, not knowing the few more that he's got.
I know
to give us. I like this though. This is cool. This is a good.
Have you seen any of the Freddy Krueger's, Nightmare on Elm Street? And then Screams? You seen the Screams?
Yeah.
All right. I've got Mr. Freddy.
Okay. Chucky.
Chucky.
Chuck. Old Chuckster.
Yeah, when you know him as well as we know him, two. It's Chuck, right?
Okay. Got it.
All right. Leatherface.
Leatherface. Ooh. Mr. I have Leatherface.
That's where I was making adjustments.
Mm-hmm. Leatherface. One of my favorite all-time movies.
It's the one that scared me the most, I'm telling
1974.
You.
1974.
Still need to watch that one.
You've not seen the original? No. Oh, man.
Or the remake, William. 2000. I know, I failed as a child.
I saw the one with the child. I saw the original, and I saw the one with Jessica Biel. I thought that was done really well.
Yeah, that was done really well.
Not just because of Jessica Biel. That was an added bonus.
50% of why I like it.
Probably last year or two.
Oh, it's a scary movie.
I can't remember when it came out, but it was relatively close when it came out. I watched like the prequel. It was pretty decent.
Yeah, I mean, the original's great, but I thought the Jessica Biel one was done really well. Yeah. Okay.
All right, the next one, I think we know where Nate's going to rank him. Jason.
Jason
Voorhees.
Jason Frederick Voorhees.
Aloysius. I thought his middle name was Aloysius.
Maybe.
Okay.
Hannibal Lecter.
Oh! Now that was a surprise. I did not even think about Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal the Cannibal.
Okay. This throws a wrench in it, William. Yeah. Now you've got me all...
I know. That's why I'm already making adjustments.
Is it discombobulated?
Discombobulated. Oh, yeah. Bobulated.
Family-friendly
show. Sorry.
Man, because you've only got about two more after that. Okay. Yeah. This is really...
We're going to need to have to expand this to 20. Let's do 100.
Okay.
We're going to have to have him back, aren't we?
All right. I'm ready.
All right. Art the Clown.
Art the Clown.
Ooh.
Okay.
The Terrifier.
I like his look. I like the creepiness of it. Mm-hmm. But I will never watch a movie. I will not, as our listeners know, I do not do the gore. All right, Art the Clown. But I do like that character. It's a pretty cool character.
I think I told you guys when Harrison went to go see the third one, and that was the one based on Christmas, I think. Right?
Yeah, you said it.
And he went with a bunch of the football players, and he's texting me, he goes, "Dad, they're killing kids."
Yeah, that's
like, "I don't know if I can stand here and watch." And I go, "Just look at the ceiling or look at the floor. Just don't look directly at it." And I said, "That's a lot."
I would be hanging out at the concession stand. Okay, all right.
Ruined Christmas
now.
All right, last one. Dracula.
Dracula. Never heard of him.
I knew he was coming up.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm definitely changing this.
You're putting him at 16 or
17. Okay. I'm going to say this before we go any further. You surprised me on a few, William. You pulled about four that I was like, oh, I didn't even think of them. So, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So it makes it so hard to rank them.
All right. I didn't.
Yeah, because I have another.
They weren't on my radar.
From AI, and it has like Jack Torrance, Torrance on it, Florence Shining. Yeah. Norman Bates from Psycho. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Regan McNeil from
Exorcist.
Yeah. Carrie White from Carrie.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think about that. We were talking about females.
Toshio from The Grudge.
Oh, yeah. See, that's a girl.
Jack Baker from Resident Evil 7.
I never.
That's what Dane was.
Freddy Fazbear from Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh. Where's my creeper from Jeepers Creepers?
Yeah.
Creepers.
I told you this is going to start some fights.
All right. No, that's a good list though, William. Okay. Yeah. You pull out some.
So,
okay.
Should we go through ours first?
Do we all
want to
rank
yours?
Like, say our 15? Like everybody's 15?
I think we should probably go through ours first and then you do yours.
Do we have a chance to redo them? Do we have to stick with them?
No,
I don't care what the rules are.
I think you can change.
Either one.
I think you can change them.
You can change if you want.
I've already changed a couple of mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or do you... do we all want to go around like and tell our 15 and tell
our
14?
That's what I was.
Yeah.
Thinking,
okay. But. Yeah.
Well, I got to make changes. I don't know.
Okay.
You want to go last then?
How do you guys make changes already?
I was doing it. I was like changing the numbers.
Some people were clicking down and clicking up as he was naming them.
I got arrows.
That's sloppy.
it's pretty sloppy. You'll be surprised, actually.
I didn't do too many changes, though. I only did. One, two.
I had to ship
three,
four of them.
Four. Well, three.
Excuse me. If you guys want to go ahead, I can do this real quick. If you want to start,
you want me to go first? Okay. All right. So I'm gonna definitely start some fights. This number one is Dracula because
no. You do 15. What?
Oh, 15.
15.
Oh, sorry.
We're working number 15.
15 is Dracula. Then sorry. 15 is Wolfman. So that's a hard one. So 14.
No.
We just did 15. Oh, we're going around.
We're going to go around.
Got it. See, I'm going to catch up.
Pay attention, Sean.
I can't do that. You know that. My God. Like, ding,
ding. Do you want to go
ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding. So I go next?
So now you know my first and my last.
Unless you want to go last after the three of us.
You three can go, and then I'll go last.
Okay. My 15, I put as Frankenstein.
Okay.
I love the Frankenstein character, but he just never really scared me per se.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
I like the story. He's in the top 15. Not like, just, yeah.
Well, and is he
never frightened me.
Is he really the villain? Which I know, you know, yeah. He's the scary one.
They usually say he's not. It's actually Victor.
Which is funny, yeah.
Yeah.
The creator is. Yeah. Okay. Frankenstein.
I still can't look at you in the eyes.
What's your 15?
Oh, man? Is that how we're doing it?
Yep. Yeah, and I'll go last.
15 for me is Chucky. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't okay. like, I've never liked Chucky.
You don't like haunted dolls? You don't like?
Saw the first two movies. I don't even know why. The second one was actually a date, and I didn't care about the movie. Yeah. So Chucky's my number 15. So anyway.
All right. My 15 is also Frankenstein.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
I disagree.
Also just like never.
So not my mini-me anymore.
Really scared. It was more just like. Felt bad for him than scared, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't really ever that scary. All right. Gonna do your 14.
14. So I almost
Wait a
did.
Minute, who was your 15?
Oh, my 15 was Wolfman.
Wolfman, okay.
Which was, and I don't know.
Man, boo.
This was a hard one for me because I almost.
I had to be the first one to do.
I wanted to do Ghostface as my last one. So Ghostface and Wolfman are the. I like Wolfman, though. That's the thing is, it's not that I don't like him. But as far as all these other ones,
I'm just getting hard done. All right.
So Ghostface.
Ghostface for 14. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I did Jigsaw. Again, I love the character. I like the premise of the first few movies. I think they got a little carried away
after that.
But
do they really have 10? I guess they do.
He just never really frightened me, though. It's more torturish than frightfulness.
Yeah.
You know, just seeing all the weird things he put people
the
through.
The contraptions. That's
when he made Wesley from Princess Bride cut his arm off or leg off or whatever.
Oh yeah,
his foot. That's
when they're chained together.
Yeah,
or whatever. All right, so my turn.
Yep.
Where are we? 14. I've got. Sorry. Art the Clown.
Art the Clown. Yeah.
14. So I think he's a cool looking character. I don't want to see any of the movies, but yeah, 14 is Art the Clown for me. So.
Yeah.
What was your
14? Mine's Wolfman.
Wolfman?
Wolfman.
Okay.
Man, he doesn't like the classics.
Okay.
I know.
I think it's biased towards, I haven't watched those.
I hate to do this to your son, but boo him too.
Boo.
I'm going the Layman boys. No. All right.
You're 13.
My turn. At 13, I put Art the Clown.
Okay. That's consistent. Yeah.
So I've seen the first couple, and it's a lot.
Oh, you have?
I have.
Oh, okay.
And it's a lot to get.
I tried watching the first one.
It's a lot, though. And I have not watched the third, especially with what Harrison told me. I'm like, I can't do it, and there's no reason to. But there are people that absolutely love it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've seen it, and it's just so disturbing. So, but he does play. I mean, it plays a great character, but I can't. I couldn't rank him up any higher than that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
My 13 is Ghostface. Again, I liked the very first Scream movie. I think the second one was decent, but I look at Ghostface as more of a serial killer versus a frightful.
That's a good point.
Like monster-ish.
What's your favorite scary movie? Right,
yeah.
I agree. I've got Ghostface as number 13 because I've never seen any of the movies. But I've seen part of the first one. Let me back up. I've seen part of the first one, just never, compared to all these other creatures and like, horror characters, I don't get it. So 13 is my Ghostface. Yeah.
Yeah. Mine's also Art the Clown.
Okay.
See? So, you looked off my list. I see how that goes. Yeah.
Well,
I did have a nice, had a nice view of his phone over
now
here.
Now we know how he gets through school.
It's kind of consistent.
Copy off my son.
That's funny. Both of you missed the same questions.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
Because we got the same school with the same.
He's a straight A student. I would be copying off him, right?
All right.
All righty.
Number 12 for me 12. Was Candyman. Okay. I was scared of it when I was a kid, too, to be fair. And I remember seeing it, and it creeped me out. But I still feel like some of these other ones were a lot creepier and more memorable and lasting in my childhood. So
yeah.
I went with Candyman.
My 12 was Chucky.
Chucky, yeah.
Same thing. It's
the red hair.
The very first one came out, right? I think it was like a decent concept, but then it's just a doll.
It got stupid.
Yeah.
Let's just say that. Just saying that. It got stupid. Yeah. Like I said, I watched the first one. Okay. And then the second one, I was like, I was with the girl on a date and I was like, that's all I cared about.
Yeah.
It didn't hold my attention. My number 12, Candyman.
Very good. See, now we're copying up.
So, like I said, I saw the first one. It was decent. And there, I know there's like a social thing behind it too, you know, the story about it. And there was actually based off of a real true story. 12 is the best I can give Candyman. Mm-hmm. So, not a bad character, but just, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My 12 is Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal.
Have you seen Silence of the Lambs?
No, I haven't watched it.
So that's maybe more of a psychological mess with your mind, you know.
Yeah, maybe it would change more if I watched it. Then it would change a bit. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Good. Nice. All right. So we're done with 12.
11. I went with Chucky. Same reason you guys did. It was, I don't know. It creeped me out when I was a kid, but not as bad as some of these other ones. But
yeah,
I almost like that bottom five is kind of tricky, you know?
Yeah.
But they're all, to be in the top 15 of Williams' list, that's pretty, these are all pretty good.
I mean, in my head, I can name probably 15 more characters. So that's good.
Yeah.
It's good. High praise from William. So, all right. What's your 11?
My 11 is Art the Clown.
Hmm.
I think the character is a unique character, but I just don't get the movies.
There's really not much. I mean, it's just a gore fest. There's no story, really.
He just wants to kill people.
I mean, where's the suspense?
It's a slasher.
There's no like jump scare.
It's all just
build up or anything. He just goes.
He just enjoys killing to kill. Yes.
Yeah. So Art the Clown's number 11. Mine 11 is Jigsaw. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know what else to say. Just doesn't do a whole lot. It's not terrible. I mean, it's a good character. I just, that's about the best I can do is 11 for Jigsaw. All
right, my 11's Chucky, just like for some reason. Oh.
Have you seen that one? You said you saw it? No, you haven't seen
it. Man, he's putting together a list with never even seen any of them.
Blind, yeah. He's got to go home and watch all of them, right?
Yeah, I'm going to now.
Some of these you should not.
Right. Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. Number 10.
Okay, so we're into the big ones now, right? I put number 10 as Hannibal Lecter. I do like Silence of the Lambs. I like it for the psychological thriller. Anthony Hopkins is one of my favorite actors of all time, so I had to put him in the top 10 of somewhere. But again, some of these other ones are higher than him. But yeah, they're Hannibal the Cannibal is pretty scary to me because there are people out there that really do this kind of crap.
Oh, yeah.
That's the scary part.
Yeah. My number 10 is Dracula.
What? Just kidding. Hey, he's top 10. That's good.
He's classic. He's, you know, he's always going to be in my top 10. But again, he's a character that just never really frightened me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. My number 10 is, and I would have thought in a different list of characters, like in my mind who I can think of, he would be a lot lower. Like he'd be worse. But in this list, not as a bad list, but I'm just saying because I haven't, like, Art the Clown Freddy Krueger, number 10 for me. Mm-hmm. Freddy K. Yeah. So, yep.
That's pretty high praise from you, though. You don't care for Freddy.
Not a big Freddy Krueger guy. Yeah. I mean, I think his character by looks is awesome, cool, in the face and the claw, like the whole concept of him, but it just doesn't. It's not really ever grabbed me. So,
yeah.
10 is mine, Freddy Krueger. All right. Who's yours, William?
Mine's Jigsaw. Barely snuck in there, but.
I get. Yeah, I had 11 Jigsaw. So.
Yeah.
So I've got my number 9 is Freddy Krueger. So he made my top 10. But yeah, he's part of my childhood too. So Dream Warrior, you know, I love that. So
great song.
It is a great song.
Oh yeah.
So
I always like the video, MTV video.
All docking.
All right. So we are.
What are we doing? Number 9.
Number 9.
Yeah. Number 9, believe it or not, is Candyman.
Really?
No, it frightened me. I think there's a lot better characters than him.
You've had enough therapy over the years. You've let Candyman go.
But yeah, I believe there's better characters that deserve to be above him. Just because of fright in my childhood, he's number 9 for me.
Okay. My number 9, Jason Voorhees. He made the top.
We're no longer friends.
That is,
it's a top 10.
He made top 10. I think he is a good character, and I think he will always be a classic character. Mm. And the hockey mask is awesome. It's different. And his movies, I've seen three, I think, of the.
Well, that's the problem. You haven't watched enough.
I don't want to watch Jason versus Freddy and Jason
in space.
Yeah, in space. Like,
and Leprechaun.
I've seen the first two, and I saw the one where he took on, or he was in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so, knocks the boxer's head.
I love it. Yeah. Kicks the, you know, the radio down. Uh-huh. All right. So mine is number nine is Jason. Who's yours, William?
Dracula.
Dracula, number nine. Oh, man. What an insult to your father.
It is.
That's a slap.
He's like rubbing it. Just rubbing it. So that whole mini me thing, you know, like,
it's you maybe told not me so as much. Long as he's in the top 10. And I was like,
did I tell you that?
Oh, yeah.
So I guided you. Is that what you said?
I had to sneak him in there. All right.
So my number eight is Jigsaw. I was getting old enough where that, like I said, I've seen the first couple and it disturbed me enough. And that little, I mean, he's a little package, but he's got a lot of horror
and
in
a
him,
little tricycle,
so. Yeah.
A little
tricycle puppet. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that. So it freaks me out. Yeah. I actually like the joke versions of him now better.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Where he comes up, hey, you have 3 seconds or 3 minutes to, you know, like, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Who's your number eight? Nate.
My number eight is Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yep. The very, mind.
Oh, yeah.
Tingling, to say the least.
What's scary about him is he's vicious. You know, he's a serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
Really smart.
Yeah.
That's the bad thing.
Intellect. Yeah.
A lot of these serial killers they're just killing, but he's very methodical and there's how he can outthink you or test you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my number eight is Pinhead from Hellraiser. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like the character. I think he's cool. What's that classic line he says? What such frights? What is that? How's that go? What such sights we have for you? Or what,
yes.
Yeah. That's a classic line.
Yeah.
But actually what's funny is I love Pinhead. I actually like some of the other, like his.
Oh, the entourage there.
Yeah. Like all the other demons, Chatterbox. Yeah. I think he's great.
You haven't seen that either.
I love Chatterbox. Yeah. I like Chatterbox.
Clips of it, where he like, I don't know. There was like one movie where he had like a lot of kills and then some.
The first Hellraiser is really good.
Yeah.
Really good. So anyway, number eight, Pinhead.
Cult classics.
Yeah. Who's your eight?
My eight is Ghostface. I think just like kind of creepy how it could be like anybody because there's so much movies that it like anybody could wear the mask and it's not just like one person.
Very insightful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you had, you wore it one Halloween, right? And
yeah.
You had the blood and the bloody knife. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
So a little bit biased. But...
a little bit. That's all right. We'll let that go.
Not the eight. Whatever it takes.
I'm going to surprise you with this
number
one.
Number seven.
Number seven is Frankenstein, right? I had a hard time because I really wanted to put all the Universal monsters in the top, but to be fair, like I love, and my top two Universal horror movies classic are Dracula and Frankenstein, but to put him in a list with everybody else, I have to put him at seven.
Yeah,
and that's with all the love of my heart.
Okay,
nice.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. My number seven is Wolfman.
Oh,
uh-huh. He kept ticking down on the list. I had him up near five. Until some of the other characters came out. Yeah. But he's classic. And he's made, if you want to look at all the movies through all the different years and decades, I mean, Wolfman has made it into many, many movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes. Many adaptations.
Yes.
Of characters of a Wolfman, but yeah. Were are we on? Seven? Yeah.
Seven.
Frankenstein for me, the big guy.
Mm. Yeah.
Mr. Bolt and the neck guy. Yeah. So number seven, Frankenstein.
I didn't really know where to rank this guy because I also haven't watched it, but Candyman's my number seven. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tony Todd, by the way.
That's
he passed
right.
away a couple
yeah.
of didn't
he? Oh, yeah.
Yep. We're ready for number six for me, and I had to go with Pinhead. Hellraisers, back when I was a kid, was still very, it's terrifying to me, honestly, if you just see them and the whole idea of torture. I still, it's hard to get that out of your head. You know, yeah. It's nostalgic for me, but it's like terrifyingly mm-hmm. nostalgic. So I didn't put him quite into the GOAT era, but he is definitely
on the fringe.
On the fringe, for okay. sure. Yep.
Yeah. Heck yeah. My number six is Leatherface.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's freaky. He's not my top five. I like others above him, but yeah, just the whole concept of a psycho killer with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
It warms the cockles of your heart. Isn't it?
Comes from a cannibalistic family.
Yes. They're all crazy.
Yeah. All right. Where are we at? Six. So I've got Wolfman. And I based it off the original.
That's surprising.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. So number six, Wolfman, scary. I've seen it a couple times and, it's definitely a classic. I think, and again, I think, for going back to 19, was it 41? Was it
that sounds right. Yeah. Yeah. Somewhere there.
Back in that area.
Yeah. World War II era. I think the special effects were done well for what they had to mm-hmm. use and have the technology like they do in 2026. So I think it was done well. The story's cool. Characters scary. So.
Been a lot of adaptations too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Werewolf in London's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
So,
but I based it on the original. Mm-hmm. So yeah, number six for me is Wolfman. Mm-hmm. What about you, William?
Yep, number six for me is also Leatherface. Oh, yeah. I mean, Nate basically covered it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Definitely watch it though. It's a classic.
You mm-hmm. gotta see it.
I was only 3 years old when it came. I was young. I was a baby.
It is scary.
Number five. Now we're in the top five.
Goat territory for sure. And I had my number five is Pennywise. Mm-hmm. We all float down here. The whole I'm still a Tim Curry fan. Bill Skarsgård is amazing though. I actually do really like that version. But mm-hmm. when I think about Pennywise, I'm thinking Tim Curry and just how freaky it is. It's just terrifying to me.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Good choice.
It ruined clowns for me.
For a little bit. My number five, Freddy. I've mm-hmm. always been a Freddy fan. Not top three, but he's in my top five. I just enjoy the story of him. He just ends up torturing young kids' dreams and can actually physically kill them
mm-hmm.
through their dreams. It's
a different concept.
Frightening. Yes.
I don't think there's any other character that does that.
No.
Not in their sleep. Yeah.
You like the Johnny Depp being sucked through his bed, right?
Yes. Yes.
A young Johnny Depp, yeah, too. Very young. Like a young Johnny Depp.
They had a
geyser of blood.
They had a both behind the scenes how they did that. And it was really, really cool how that bunk bed was made. Or they did like a bunk bed. It was kind of cool.
That'd be neat. Okay.
Heck yeah.
Number five for me, I went for Hannibal. I went with a actual real person because it creeps me out. I love serial killers. And I think I chose Hannibal because the whole concept of it could happen. There are serial killers and mm-hmm. he's smart and he's educated, you know, like he's very cultured,
mm-hmm.
yet he will eat your face off. So I went with Hannibal. It's a classic. I just watched it a couple of months ago. I hadn't seen it in a while and it still gets to me.
You know,
and I've seen it probably 10 times.
Anthony Hopkins is amazing in that, but Jodie Foster, hands down,
she's great. Was
fantastic in that mm-hmm. too.
But yeah. So yeah, I thought Jodie number Foster. Five for this list, I say Hannibal.
Mm-hmm. The key is pairing a wine with what you're eating.
Oh, fava beans. Chianti.
And he goes, that's a classic. Who do you got, William, for number five?
Oh, he got into my top five. I haven't watched it, but seems like a bad guy to run into. I got Pinhead.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the epitome of like what I think hell could be like.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's well-named. Right? Hellraiser. Huh?
Yeah, just... Oof.
Yes.
Good choice.
Yep.
Okay.
We're breaking into number four. Mine's Leatherface. He was just... It is part of my childhood. Yes, mm-hmm. I like the Jessica Biel part. Yep. And she looks good. Good pair of jeans. But she is, like I said, I could say that because I'm old.
Midriff.
She's old now and all that.
Not that exactly. I pay attention.
Not that I pay attention. But
what midriff?
But I
midriff pink top.
The original is awesome too. But yeah, it is just the fact that something like that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I remember as a kid thinking like somebody in your basement doing this and the family's all in on it. It's
yeah,
just,
that's
disturbing.
Yeah.
Mm hmm.
That's my number four.
Yeah. My number four is Pinhead.
Mm.
I've always liked him. Yeah. Very frightening. I like the concept of you think what torture and pain is, and then he really shows you what it is.
Right. Yeah. he shows you. Yeah. He puts you in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the whole look of it. Yeah. Because there's nobody like him. You know, they're all different. I know they're all different, but like this guy that has a jacket, long coat,
sharp dressed man. Is yeah,
with freaking pins in his head. It's like, yikes. Yeah,
yeah.
All right. So what are we doing here? Four.
Four.
Mm-hmm. Dracula, Count Dracula.
I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, I went with the Bela Lugosi, but there's been
your stocks
4 billion vampire mm-hmm. Dracula movies, I think
Van Helsing.
Yeah, yeah. I love that movie.
I love that Van movie Helsing. Too. Have you seen that? That's fantastic. No. Yeah.
And he says that line. The
creatures of the night, what beautiful music they make. I love that line.
Where there's
Frankenstein's in it.
Abe Lincoln, the Vampire Slayer. Yeah, that's
I've not seen. I heard it's actually
I've heard
really
it's
good.
Pretty good. It's, yeah. It's good.
Daniel Day-Lewis is it? Uh-huh. Yeah. He's a great actor. So I don't think he'd be in a stupid movie.
You got so many movies to watch now, Wade, from our discussion.
Well, there's a few I haven't seen. I haven't seen it. Okay.
Anything else except watch horror movies.
So number four for me is Mr. Dracula.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nicely done.
Yep. My number four is, I've actually watched the movie, so it's a bit biased, Freddy Krueger.
Mm.
Just like the character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Old Charface.
Yeah.
Charface.
It is a gross, grotesque looking face. Yeah. And the claw. I do like the hand claw. Yeah. And he scrapes the wall. That's pretty cool. Uh-huh. Yeah, I like that. That's pretty cool.
Oh.
I'll give you that.
The ones that really got me were, I can't remember which one it was, maybe second or third, where like, you know, they play on your dreams that you actually have. I know I've had the dreams of like you're trying to run away from something, but you can't.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're running as hard as you can. You're
paralyzed.
Your feet just aren't going. Yeah. So like they did that in like in a hallway with like slime and sticky floor. And then like how he's like had like a big worm head eating half of her body and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like.
Yeah. They show that on Instagram a lot, that scene. Yeah.
In dreams, it's funny because that's why you get your body paralyzes itself so that you don't hurt yourself in the dream state, except for when you're, you know, like sleepwalking and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, so it's kind of interesting that you want to, I don't have any control on why, you know. But
I have sports dreams where I like playing, like when I play competitive softball.
It's mainly basketball. Oh,
I can't throw the ball to first base. I can't, ground it. And William, I in my dream.
Throw as hard as you can.
I can't. Get it there. What's going on? Yeah, it's horrible. I wake up, I go, oh.
Okay. Do you know William is the bunt king?
Yeah.
Yeah, you told me that. You did?
He's a great bunter, yeah.
That's a actual skill. Mm-hmm. That's hard to do.
Very messy. It's like,
there are major William, there are major leaguers that make millions of dollars that can't bunt.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so, yeah. Where are we at?
Number three, I think, right?
Three, right?
Three. Yeah.
So, Jason Voorhees. I've always liked, you know, the hockey mask. Go?
Oh, yeah. He said Freddy.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry. Freddy. Okay, good. See, we're getting as all my arrows.
So, Jason, number three.
Jason Voorhees, hockey mask. It is another part of my childhood that just, you know, I can sit there and think about how scary it is. Him jumping out of the lake, you know, him doing all the terrible things to people. And just.
He does do that.
He's done a lot of terrible things.
He tends to do that.
And he's kind of mad.
His machete and
he's
all
angry.
That. It's just, he's a classic.
He doesn't like girls in sleeping bags.
He does not, yeah.
I do love that scene. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah. It's horrifying and hilarious at the same time, right?
And I'm the guy that doesn't like that. But
thwack!
Because you can't see. You really can't see.
Yeah.
You just know she's in there. And it's just funny. Poor thing. I mean, I hate that.
We're terrible people, are we?
All right. So number three, you said, is JB. What you got, Nate?
I have Pennywise as number three.
Nice.
Growing up and stuff, I really, really liked the very first It, the original.
That was a TV series.
Yeah.
On like regular TV. I watched it.
And I know. I remember when I was young, I would have dreams like I was part of that.
Oh,
like going through the sewers and stuff. So yeah, it left a really good impression on me. And yeah, the Pennywise is just horrifying. Yeah. And Bill Skarsgård does an amazing job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he
bringing it, modernizing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
He's an excellent actor. Yeah, I mean, he really is.
I watched a movie last night called The Glass House. Or House of Glass, something. It's his dad's in it though. Mm-hmm. His dad's the creep, and I'm like, that whole family's talented.
Yeah, yeah.
He gets it honestly. His dad, you know,
and his brother's a good actor.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, his brother. Yeah. Where are we at? Three.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Mr. Leatherface. Great movie, original. I mean, I was only three when it came out, so I didn't watch it until I was probably in high school. Seen it five or six times. It doesn't get old. It's great. It holds up, I think. What actually is creepy is, you know, you think it's him, but it's not just him. It's his family. And you got to deal with the whole crazy clan of these cannibal people. But no, I think his the whole idea of him wearing people's skin for his mask, and it just like, what, you know, what would you do if you were in that situation where you're trapped in this house and you're like, crap, I can't get out.
It's, yep.
So, yeah, number three for me is Leatherface.
Mine's also Jason Voorhees, just too iconic not to be up here. Unless you're Todd, of course.
Yeah. Number 10. Number nine.
Outlier, right? Yep.
I got him. I even have my top nine, Nate. Not just top 10, top nine.
Yeah.
Well, they're not gonna I guess it made it somewhere.
JV.
Nate's going to be sitting over here from now on, right?
All right. Number two.
Number two for me is Michael Myers, Eminem. He is...
I liked him in Austin Powers.
That's Mike Myers. I love Austin Powers.
That's Mike Myers.
That's why my
show some respect
my
on Michael. Miser.
Michael Myers for I watch Halloween every year. I think I already mentioned that, but it is one of those things, and the kids always watch it with me. So Claire, I can always count on for horror movies. William, I can always count on for horror movies, and Harrison, they love him. Brooklyn does too, but. Ella's getting there, but she likes to watch a lot more shark-based stuff. She likes some of the thriller stuff, and but she's more of a scaredy cat like Jenna. So, but we're working on them, right?
Hey, don't knock Sharknado.
Sharknado, yeah. Oh, that's in your top 10, isn't it?
Oh man,
that's terrible.
What a stupid. But they made a lot of money off of it.
They did.
I mean, they all right.
That's another franchise.
It's like, oh my god,
30 movies or whatever they've made.
Oh yeah, Sharknado 18.
Now, 3D.
Now he's in like cornfields. I think they said.
Who knew people would love this, right?
Yeah. I'm like, what? In a freaking cornfield? All right.
Oh lordy.
Who's your number two?
My number two, and it's going to be a shocker. Jason Voorhees.
Number two
is
Jason
surprising to
Voorhees.
Me. That's extremely surprising. To
wow.
Me.
Number two.
Wow.
Yeah. This is. Did you think this would happen?
No. I honestly thought the computer was going to blow up.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
the lights were going to shut down. The lights were going to go out.
Exactly.
Number two, huh?
I have a reason for my number one pick, and I'll explain it when we get there.
Watch out.
But no, I've always been a Jason Voorhees fan ever since I was little. It's the first horror movie that I remember ever watching. Has a place in my heart, and I mean, you got to respect a movie that has Kevin Bacon in it too.
Yeah, that was right. very young Kevin Bacon, like a young Johnny Depp, even younger. He was in it for a minute.
For a minute.
Didn't go out very well. Wow, yikes!
I've loved them all. I won't spoil it. Even the quirky ones, Jason in Space. It just it has a place in my heart.
Yeah, I can't do it.
And then they did. Jason versus Freddy.
Oh yeah,
and then Jason Goes to Hell. That was a unique spin on the concept of Jason.
Right.
There's
a bunch,
and then there's the remakes. The remake was actually pretty good. I enjoyed it.
I didn't know they
some
did.
People hate it or love it, but I thought
who
it
did
was
the
done very
who,
well.
When did that come out? I don't think I remember them making a.
I'd have to look that up.
I don't remember what year it was.
Friday the 13th remake.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember, like,
I still know that,
like, when it came out or what. Who
Nate's big draw to Jason is always the hockey mask.
Yeah,
the goalie mask. Yep.
Yeah, I don't. And that's definitely old school. That's mm-hmm. what they used in the 60s and 70s. That's yep. for sure. Even though the movie came out in 80.
Let's see.
The original came out in 80.
Films.
Yeah, I can't remember a remake of Friday the 13th. Like, I didn't know they did that. I just remember.
They had the remake in 2009.
Oh, gosh, that was 17. Okay, I didn't even remember that.
Yeah,
okay. That
was years yeah. ago. I was going to say,
that's still kind of a decent amount of time.
Claire was born, mm-hmm. so that was a long time ago.
Sheesh. Okay. All right. Did Kane Hodder play Jason in that?
I believe so, yeah. Let me.
He's a cool guy. I'd like to meet him. I think he's a cool guy. Maybe we can get him on our show.
That's right.
We're,
yeah.
we're striking out on all the.
After Dan Aykroyd, right? Yeah.
yeah. Maybe we can get Kane talk about his Jason. Yeah. Okay.
Let's see.
Number two, though, that's a shocker. That is a shocker. Like, yeah. we need like a sound, like, yeah, shocker. Yeah. like a sound effect, you know?
Shocker count. Right?
I think she died, didn't she?
I think so.
All right. Where are we
Derek
at? Number two.
Mears.
Yep. Who did?
Derek Mears played Jason Voorhees.
Okay. In the 2009. Okay. Yeah. All right. Number two for me. Mm-hmm. Love this character. It is one of the three horror characters I have on my body. As a tattoo, is Mr. Pennywise the Dancing Clown. Mm-hmm. When I was a senior, so I was 18, that's when the original came out, 89, with Tim Curry. And it was on regular TV as a two-part series. Loved it. And then when they came out with the newer versions with Bill Skarsgård.
Bill Skarsgård. Yeah.
Like Nate said, he just took it to another level for the newer, modern, you know. Yeah. I mean, Tim Curry is one of my favorite actors, period. Mm-hmm. Any movie he's in, but he did a great job. I just love the character. I like the whole concept of whatever your fear is, that's what he's going to appear. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how he's going to come after you. He's going to use your fears against you. And, just the whole, it's sad, but, like, trapping kids and killing them and, like...
Have you ever seen the behind the scenes of how they did the sewer scenes and then looking at the sewer, set that's from the outside, because it's so creepy, but it's like they had to actually it looks huge. And it's like this labyrinth, but they actually had a set for it and it's kind of cool. Yeah. I love to watch that behind the scenes and how they did all that kind of stuff.
Well, I love number two, Pennywise.
Good choice.
Love him.
Good choice.
Yep.
Nice. My number two is Michael Myers. He's always made me watch Halloween, but
mm-hmm. Well, let's see how he did it. Number two,
ever since he was a baby.
Okay,
yeah. Like, come on, watch.
I love how he just like stands his like stand. He's just like always there, and you could always like see him.
The music, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ding,
he's never in a hurry.
Ding, yeah,
he doesn't chase after you.
Always...
And who taught him to drive? How did he learn to drive?
Well, it's not like he can drive. He's like, well, somebody gave him lessons. All right, good choice.
But we can't guess your number.
Number
well, I'm
gonna, one.
I'm going to throw you a curveball. No, first of all, I have to tell you, besides, he can quote Halloween, and he can also quote Tombstone. Those are the two movies that he knows by heart. But
he was doing very well last night. Maybe
so
somebody gave
him went off script of my 15, and Pumpkinhead is my number one. So, no, I was kidding. it's Dracula. I already gave
Carl's going to come through this.
I wrote ha-ha, even.
Oh, jeez.
So, but mine is Dracula, homage to Dracula.
Oh,
I love Dracula. It still scares me this day on a very basic level. Just the fact, I mean, he's such a romantic character, but he can also suck you dry, you know? And so I love reading the books. Frankenstein, Dracula are two of the books that I remember reading. I like sports. I like being outside. I like being with my friends. But when I needed to be alone or something was bothering me, I would take a stack of books or a book and run up the highest tree and I would read. And those are books that I loved reading as like old gothic classic horror.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but yeah. So
yeah, the whole story behind Dracula is awesome.
So,
came up with that character.
Carl, when he heard Pumpkinhead, he's probably like, no, not Pumpkinhead. Well, that was for you, Carl.
And like Dracula coming off of the Vlad the Impaler, mm-hmm. who was a real person, we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Who's related to the royal family now. True story, right?
Oh,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard that?
No.
So I keep seeing, I thought it was like fake news and all that stuff, but they said there's more and more stories that they actually claim, and they own land in Romania.
Oh, wow.
And they have ties to Vlad the Impaler. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I thought that was total bunk, but
I didn't know the
current royal family.
I believe his because of his father or whatever, their like family name of sorts was Dracul, which was, you know.
Dragon.
Dragon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Very cool. All right. That was number one was Dracula with Sean.
Yeah. I tried to throw you a curveball, but it didn't work.
I would actually put him on the Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Not Jason Voorhees.
Well,
yeah, I know. Sorry, I told you fights are going to
well,
be
Well, I'm
right?
saying like for the original, like I would put Dracula, Wolfman, the Mummy, and Frankenstein as the old school.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So if you're keeping score, you already know mine. But number one is going to be Michael Myer.
I love Nate.
Look at him. Yeah.
Well, I go with him just because
I am surprised he went.
I'm shocked.
Michael and two Jason.
I am shocked.
I went with it because Michael Myers is a real person. So I mean, in concept, I mean something like that could really happen. So that makes it sort of scary.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that psychotic and demented that they just go around killing people.
He's pure evil.
Exactly.
That's right.
And
I love Loomis.
On top of that, I'd like, you know, I mean, obviously, the very first one is classic. It's hard to beat that one. The other ones are decent. I think the one doesn't even have Michael in it.
Three.
Yeah. So
that's to me, that's a movie
Season
in itself.
Of the Witch.
Yeah,
but it's I love it.
I do too.
Because it's just
it's a guilty pleasure.
You remove yourself because you don't. You know, Michael's not part of it, and it's. Yeah. It's just on its own. But it's on its own.
8 more days till Halloween.
But I enjoy
Silver Shamrock.
I know that creepy
it
music.
Creeps me out.
I enjoyed Rob Zombie's take on it. I think he did a good job with it.
I know that's kind of like some like people either hate him or they love him.
Yeah.
It's like very
like all of them, all the different characters. I mean, some of the movies weren't hits. H2O wasn't all that great, I don't think, but I mean, it had moments. The newest one is okay. I mean, at least it sort of put an end to the series.
Yeah.
But yeah.
He finally got old and just kind of like,
yeah, he's like, I die.
I'm going to get retired to Florida. Yeah. I've got things, I want to fish, you know.
Well, yeah. No,
all right.
Michael Myers, number one for me.
So my number one, no guess here, is again, Michael Myers. Mm-hmm. So he was the first horror character, not the first, because I had seen Dracula and Wolfman and all that, but the first horror character that when I saw him and I saw the movie, I was like, oh my gosh, my eyes were wide. Like the mask is creepy, you know, I think. Captain Kirk. Yeah. Shout out. Yeah.
It's true story.
I just love the character. I love how when he killed his sister when he was what, six, and then he was, you know, and Dr. Loomis is doing all this, you know, trying to get through to him, and he's pure evil, a force, you know, like Dr. Loomis says, there's a force in him. I love the mask. I like the concept. I like the relationship with like Dr. Loomis going after him and trying to convince people that he's, you know, he is who he is. The music is iconic. So, I mean, Halloween is my all-time favorite horror movie, and he is my all-time favorite horror character, Michael Myers.
I like how he toys with people. Like, you walk out on the front porch and you see him, like, staring around
and then you
the bushes.
And he never
like,
runs.
What? And then you look, do a double take, and he's gone. He's
like, you can get away from him. You know that, right? I love the scene where they're looking for him, and he's at the stop, making a complete stop before he turns. And
yeah. Well, they say they're like, yeah. I like how he looks both ways.
Exactly. Like, dude, he's conscientious. You know, like, conscientious.
Michael Myers, and I've got a tattoo.
He doesn't want to cause an accident and kill somebody.
Yeah, God forbid.
I mean, he did go to driver's ed. I mean, Michael Myers. I love Michael Myers. He's a great character.
That movie puts you in the mood for spooky season and for Halloween.
It's tradition to watch Halloween every year on Halloween. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't watch it except on Halloween. Mm-hmm. I could watch it every day, but I wait 365 days. We're getting closer.
That's
but
bar of chocolate,
yeah, right? Michael Myers for me, number one, the GOAT.
Nice.
Yep. I don't know if you guys have been keeping track of mine, but mine is Pennywise.
Oh,
Pennywise.
That was my number two.
He said he was going to have a surprise.
Yeah. I could remember who. Okay.
Yeah, actually, like, when I watched that movie, it terrified me that, like, he could go into anybody's, like, fear, biggest fear, and then morph into it. Just so terrifying to me.
Plays against him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, have you seen the original and the new ones, or just the new ones?
The new ones.
Okay.
I need to watch the original.
Yeah. Ones. It's definitely 89, but it's good.
Yeah.
Tim Curry does a great job. He's a master actor.
Just the symbolism of the clown and the balloon and all those things. They're supposed to be childhood, like, pleasures and like, oh, it's a good thing. It's just like seeing the ice cream man come down.
And it's not.
You know, and it's not. Yeah. So.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So good choice. So.
Yeah. So that's, we had a lot of surprises.
That was the top 15 for all of it. That was good.
I'm glad we did it separately. I think that really worked out.
No, I
think there's no way that would have worked out.
It's kind of fun to hear about everybody's reason why they chose, you know, or just what their memories were of seeing the character for the first time. Or
like you said, you could look at a list and be like, oh my gosh, there's 15 or 20 more.
Oh, yeah.
You know, honorable mentions and things like that. But this was a good list to play with.
Very good, William.
Nice.
Excellent. Excellent. All right.
So he's got my spot then, is what you're saying.
He's got it. Well, like I said, he was
in the bag.
He got out of the car and he had your spot.
That's right.
No, I think that was probably the most fun I've had in a long time. You know, that was good. All right. It would be fun to see if, like, any of our listeners, like, in their heads are going, like, okay, I put him. No, I put him at 10, or I put him.
They're going to be doing that. That's what's cool. Yeah. You've got a lot of people out there thinking. So think about it this way.
Just based on who you chose.
I told William, I said, don't get nervous. He doesn't get nervous. This kid doesn't get nervous.
Oh, but I can't tell he's
nervous. He is somebody that, and I told him, I go, like, there are people in Japan and Germany and all around the country listening to this, which is pretty wild. So, you know, you're going to be coast to coast and around the world.
Yeah. England.
So, yeah.
All right. Yeah, excellent. That was fun. So what do you think, Nate? Coming off of this, because this is a different topic. This is a different
topic. I'm going to go dark side.
What do you think, William? Do you think your dad's going to be a middle-aged moment, lighten it up, or do you think he's going to go darker? Like, with this?
I think he's going to go dark side. I've been thinking about this.
I'm going to go with the trifecta, dark side.
So dark side, you're all wrong.
No, you son of a gun.
So I was going to actually, I thought you'd get light side. Because you were like, do you have a song that you thought I was going to do?
No.
Oh, you didn't know. Okay, so I was originally going to do, either way, I was going to do a light side. So I was going to do Oasis Wonderwall, because he loves that song. That's his favorite song. But instead, I'm going a little more sentimental, and I'm going to try not to cry on this one, by the way. This is John Lennon, Beautiful Boy, Darling Boy. I used to sing this to him. I sang a lot of songs to the kids, but Harrison and William, I would sing this song. And at the end, John Lennon always put Sean, because that was his son. But I would always put Harrison or William. So close your eyes, have no fear. The monster's gone. He's on the run, and your daddy's here. So I always like that because, and then we're talking about monsters, right? Mm-hmm. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Before you go to sleep, say a little prayer. At every day in every way, it's getting better and better. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Out on the ocean, sailing away, I can hardly wait to see you come of age. But I guess we'll just both have to be patient, because it's a long way to go, a hard road to hoe. Yes, it's a long way to go, but in the meantime. Now, this is my favorite. I love the Beatles, and everybody knows that out there. But out of all the lyrics of all the Beatles songs and all the solo songs that the Beatles ever done, my favorite lyric of all time is coming up. Before you cross the street, take my hand. Life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans. Love that song. I love that lyric. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Before you go to sleep, say a little prayer. Every day in every way, it's getting better. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Darling, 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 darling William. So good night, William. See you in the morning, bright and early. That's how he'd end it. So, but anyway, yeah, I made it through that without any tears or anything. So, but yeah, so that was one that I thought that was fitting for all the monsters and stuff when they talk about that, you know, that always be your dad. I am so proud to have you here. You really are my mini me. So you sure you don't want a hot pocket or an ego maybe? We do not eat our kitty. So I really do. On my phone, it says William Mini Me. And they always say, oh my. So we went on vacation. And Claire rode with us, and Claire has never been so mad at herself for making that kind of a decision. I got a call from Harry. We were just talking in the car the whole time, talking. And Claire's back there trying to work on like her schoolwork and everything. Well, I get a call from Harrison, and he's like, so you guys are talking a lot. I go, did your sister text that? He goes, yeah. So we got to McDonald's, and she ordered for, she turns into Jenna. She starts, oh, what do you want? What do you want? Dad, give me your card. Da-da-da. And she's doing all the stuff. And we're sitting there at the table. She's sitting across from us, and we're chitter chattering, making, you know, jokes that only he and I understand. She goes, she's sitting there eating, and she just gave us one of those Jenna looks. And she goes, my God, you both are the same person. So it was so funny. I was like, that's a true story. So it was just funny. But I'm very proud, and I'm so proud to have you here. So thank you for coming.
Yeah,
we appreciate
it. Thank you for having me on.
I thought the beautiful, 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 beautiful boy was about Michael Myers. I thought
it's true. Yeah. Darling, darling, darling Michael.
That was good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was good. All right. Man, we all got it wrong. Shout outs. Let's start with our guest. William, do you have anybody you want to shout out?
I want to shout out Carter Dingo and Frank Doherty for running the Hummel Hill with me.
So, nice.
Yeah.
That's what you did before this, too. Oops, my phone's. Yeah. Geronimo.
We all got through it. And
did you vomit? That's
all you have to do is get through.
No, I mean, vomiting.
I would be dead right
water,
now.
But
just water. Yeah.
It's not like any food. I don't know about Carter. He ate McDonald's before, so I don't know if that was too smart.
That, yeah. That could be.
You went with after, right?
Yeah.
A little questionable, but all right. Any other shout outs or is that no, okay? All right, Nate. Let's go to you.
Shout out.
Shout outs.
Shout out to all my family that and Rachel's family that showed up last Saturday for Dane's celebration of his 18th birthday.
Nice.
Since we were down at the lake when he turned 18, so we had a little get together.
Nice. That's
cool. Everybody chowed down my chili and
nice.
I know we're kind of in the middle of summer. That sounds good. Mm-hmm. I haven't had chili. Does,
yeah. Chili is year round.
It is
in this house,
with or without a peanut butter sandwich.
Ooh, that sounds good too.
Ooh, yeah.
Do you put noodles in it or some type of spaghetti? Obviously, I got to have spaghetti. Okay.
I mean, cook some, put it in there. But
yeah. All right.
I just look at it as just filler.
Yeah, I got to have some type of pasta.
You like the pasta in there?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was nice seeing everybody, and we had a good night.
Nice. Sean.
I'm going to shout out my son. So, thank you, William, again, for being here. So, we really appreciate it. So.
Of course, anytime.
Mm-hmm. What he's trying to do, he's saying anytime, meaning like next week and the week after.
I'm retiring tonight.
Take your place.
You sound sick, Dad. I'll go fill in for you.
He told me that all the way over. He's like, anytime any of you guys can't be there, I'm like, except for Nate, I could be there for you guys or come back. So I'm like, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Is that your only shout out? Mm-hmm. Is William? Okay. I'm going to shout out to my son because he had his first driving lesson today. Mm-hmm. He has had his learner's permit for a couple months, and he's been driving his mom's car, his sister's car. He's driven my car a couple of times, but today was his actual first driving lesson, and the instructor said he is doing a great job and just a couple things to work on, you know, just to make sure he does, you know. But it's pretty weird to have. I mean, I've got two kids, but like the youngest, I'm like, this is weird. Like, you know, he's 5 months away from getting his license. But no, shout out to just him working hard too. I said, what are you going to, you know, because I picked him up, took him home, and I said, what do you got going the rest of the day? He goes, gym and work. Mm-hmm. I go, man, like, he still hits the gym and still works.
Yep.
So shout out to him just for being a hard worker and working on his body and, yeah, doing a great job.
It's funny.
Proud of him.
When they get their license, I felt this way with Harrison and then Claire. It's like, oh, that's awesome. They're getting independent. And then I have a picture and a video of Claire driving away, and Jenna didn't want to watch. And I said, oh, I'm going to go watch her drive away for the first time. And I showed it to her and I said, what are we doing? We're actually giving them the ability to leave us, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's a good thing, but it's also,
it's the nature.
Little clamped, yeah.
It's how it works, right?
That's
supposed
right.
to. It's supposed
you
to,
get into evenings like we had last night.
Uh-oh.
Rachel's like,
wait a minute.
When are these kids leaving?
I'm tired. I don't want to make dinner. I'm just going to make Dane go and get us McAllister's.
Oh, there you go. That's
that sounds good.
That sounds great. Hey, Dane.
Yeah, because they love to drive, right? Oh, like, yeah. After a while, like,
anytime they need to get out, out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was like, oh, yeah, I'll go and get it.
Well, maybe when, I'll just give me Dane's number so I can call him and go, hey, Dane, can you? I'll pay him, you know.
There you go.
I'm not that far away. Okay. That's my shout out. So that's fun.
Yeah.
Good shout outs. All right. Nate, we have the sponsorship to play. Hey, creepies, do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Marka Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings. Thank you, Greenwood Happy Haunts and Scott and Corey. We love you and appreciate your sponsorship and your friendship.
We do. Corey and Scott.
Corey and Scott.
Scott and Corey.
Scott and Corey.
Yeah, that's right.
Corey Scott.
Just rolls off the
Scott
tongue.
Corey. No, wait. They are two of the best people I know.
Yeah. I have them on my schedule to see in the next couple of days. So I'm going to stop by and surprise them. Yeah? By the time this comes out, it won't be a surprise anymore. They'll already be like,
occupational therapy.
That's right. I'm going to give them some occupational therapy. Actually, I'm going to drop off the book. I've got a couple. I've got the hardcover and softcover for them to give to them.
Nice.
Like I said, I can say that because by the time I give it to them, this won't be a surprise anymore. So
surprise.
Yeah.
Unless you forget to go there.
Yeah, exactly. Like, shoot, I got to do that quickly. When's this drop?
No, we love them. And it's two people that we are glad to be friends with. So
they are like family for sure.
And they have the store of all stores, the mecca of Halloween. Greenwood and horror.
Yeah. William's been there the most out of all of our family.
Yep.
All of them, actually.
Yeah. Elijah's been once. Yeah. And he liked it. He was. Like 3 or 4 years ago. So
when
Jenna was about 11-ish,
Jenna's 10. Like, she goes, "You've tried to explain the store to me, but this is pretty amazing." I'm like, "It is.
It is amazing.
More often, yeah.
It is amazing.
I've come enough to where I could like give people a tour about it.
That's right. Yeah.
They would change it up a little bit.
They'll hire William as the official tour guide. And over here we have the classic horror characters, and then we have over here.
That's where I got the Michael Myers mask. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you did get it there.
You got the Michael Myers mask? Yeah. Oh, that's right.
I told him he could get anything he wanted, and he brought this up. He's like, "Dad, you probably say no." And I'm that's like, right. "No." I go, "I don't even care what it costs. Just yes is the answer to that."
You scared your sisters, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's good stuff. So anyway, we do love him.
He can scare him without the mask.
No. Just kidding. All right. Sean.
Yes.
Second announcements.
I got him over here. You can follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and X. Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you are a business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us on Facebook or Instagram. And there's always an and. We sell all kinds of awesome merch, so go get you some.
Absolutely.
You thought I was going to say but, didn't you? You see, the surprise is I don't have any of this memorized. I have to read it every single time. By now, I should, right? I should be able to just rattle it off.
I don't think you'll ever memorize it.
No.
I
got way too much in my file. Files.
I'm saying I wouldn't be able to either. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see if we've got any ratings. No, we're still stuck at 76.
Dang it. William, get on that.
Oh, we're at 100.
Still stuck at 76 ratings, and our last review was Jersey Pete Peterson. Mm-hmm. Over a year ago. That's all right. We love our creepies.
That's all right.
It's okay.
Tell your buddies to rate and review.
Yeah.
Buy a shirt. We only take fives.
Buy a shirt. Buy a mug. Something. All right, Nate. It is your turn to wrap this up.
Well, thanks for being here, William, and having a very fun chat about horror characters.
Mm-hmm. It was cool.
It was fun. Mm-hmm. And that's a wrap.
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
That was a great choice, William. That he brought it. Mm-hmm. How come you don't ever bring
it? I never bring it. Never. I give you these weird things.
Oh, shoot. Well, we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our episode 280 with our special in-studio guest, William Lehman, and our discussion on the top 15 horror characters. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.